Section 4C-2, Conservation Translocations, previously known as Reintroduction Programs. Animals that are part of conservation translocations and are starting to increase in numbers include: Petulski's horse was classed as extinct in the wild, now has over 300 individuals. Arabian oryx was classed as extinct in the wild, now has over 1,000 individuals. Golden lion tamaran had 150 left in the wild in 1969, now numbers over 1,000 individuals. Colchester Zoo is part of a breeding program, reinforcement and assisted colonization conservation translocation for a rare moth found only along a very small area on the northeast Essex coast. The Fisher's estuarine moth is a rare and highly threatened species and therefore is of a high conservation priority and is legally protected under the Conservation of Habitats and Species Regulations 2010, as well as listed in the British Red Data Book and has an Essex Biodiversity Action Plan, BAP. The moth is completely reliant on hog's fennel as its sole larval food plant, a plant species which is also threatened. It is also reliant on long coarse grass species to fulfill its egg-laying requirements. Favored grasses for egg-laying include cocksfoot and false oat grass. In the UK, hog's fennel is limited to two main localities, the North Essex coast and the North Kent coast. Suitable habitat for the plant is dwindling, due to rising sea levels along the coast, mowing of the plant and trampling by walkers. In 2006, a project was set up to plant up a sustainable landscape-scale network of hog's fennel sites. To date, over 20 sites have been created along the Essex coastline. In 2008, Colchester Zoo teamed up with Tendring District Council, Natural England and Rital College to initiate the captive breeding program for the Fisher's estuarine moth at Colchester Zoo. This will enable the species to be established at the newly created sites of hog's fennel. The breeding program provide a readily available supply of moths that will ensure the sustainability of the program for the long term. Initially, 40 breeding cages were established in an off-show location at Colchester Zoo. A rabbit-proof mesh was built around the nets and a hog's fennel plant and grass species were placed in each cage, to fulfill the moth's life history requirements. Eggs were collected under license from Skipper's Island Nature Reserve, an Essex Wildlife Trust site. The caterpillars subsequently hatch in April and are immediately placed onto a hog's fennel plant, where they remain feeding throughout the summer until pupation. Adult moths then emerge in September and Colchester zookeepers ensure unrelated pairs are mixed for mating. Resulting eggs are then used for the following year's captive breeding program and any additional eggs are released into the newly created sites. To date, eggs have been released annually since 2009. Since the release of the eggs into the wild, signs of caterpillar feeding and adult moths have been seen at the new sites. In addition to this work, surveys conducted by Tendring District Council have also shown a high number of moths recorded at an existing sites, evidence of the spread of the moths within such sites and even sightings of the caterpillar feeding signs and of an adult moth on hog's fennel plants away from existing colonies, which had not been populated by the breeding program. This news shows the moth is capable of extending its range naturally.